Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors. I'm here today with Various Eateries Executive Chair Andy Bazzadoni, CEO Ishai Malkoff, and CFO Ollie Williams, who will discuss their full year 2020 results. Andy, for those who don't know you, can you tell us a bit more about Various Eateries?
Yes, of course. Various Eateries has 11 sites in the UK, two strong core brands in that, Copper Club and Tavolino. Copper Club is a multi-use all-day venue where you can breakfast, lunch, dine, you can work, you can hire event space. You can use it as you so wish. Often becomes the center of the community it's near, and with large outdoor spaces and picturesque locations. Tavolino is our Italian restaurant brand, which is high-end Italian food at mid-market prices to take advantage of what's happened in the Italian market. I'd like to talk a bit about the team. I joined the company 18 months ago and invested in it because I wanted to work with Hugh, who was one of the driving forces behind the success of Pizza Express in the 90s and created an investable sector, really. That business grew for 10 years and made a lot of the investors a lot of money along the way. Then he did the same with Punch Taverns, a tenanted pub business, which he added considerable value in his time there as executive chairman. After Pizza Express, I have worked on startup businesses. I've started several big restaurant companies that have gone on to be sold to other people. I started the original Strada business. I also started Coat with colleagues and grew Bills and the Ivy Collection from small groups to larger groups. I also ran high-end restaurant groups, including the original Ivy and Caprice and Jay Shiki. So I've got a mixture of high-end experience and rollout experience, as has our chief executive, Ishai Malkoff. He was involved in the development and rollout of Ivy Collection, and he was responsible for opening the first 30 in a four-year period. This is a highly complex, high-end rollout, one of the most successful in the country, which was a real achievement. Ollie Williams, our finance director, is also completely a hospitality lifer, working for McDonald's and Itsu before he joined us. So the team has extensive experience in building, designing, and rolling out high-quality restaurant groups. And we intend to do it again with Tavolino and Copper.
And what's your mission as a business? Why did you come to market in 2020?
Well, this is an absolute key time. I've never seen the level of disruption in our industry in the 30 years I've been involved with it. Just the disruption we all know about, but the end result of that is hospitality businesses closed for long periods of time, building up a lot of debt. Yes, there is government support, but it's not sufficient to solve the problem when these businesses try and reopen. How are they going to pay back that debt? They owe money to landlords, they owe money to suppliers, they owe money for tax. At some point, there'll be a reckoning. Already, 25% of restaurants we think will not reopen, and maybe more. The big chains particularly have suffered, the Italian chains, Carluccio's, Bella Italia, Café Rouge in the French market. There's been a wholesale closure of sites. I have literally over 1,000 high street restaurant sites potentially available. Right, so that's the bad news, and it is bad news. So what does this mean for us? It means we're a small business with 11 core brands in the UK. That means we don't have a long tail of businesses we have to sort out. As I've said before, we have a management team ready to go with a lot of experience in this area. Site availability, not just sites in good locations, but sites at lower rents with much longer rent-free periods, turnover rents, so you share the pain if it's quiet and you share the success if it's busy, a much more healthy relationship with landlords as a result of that. You no longer have to pay a premium to get into a site to rent it. That's gone. And often you can benefit from the £750,000 or so that many other restaurant groups, which have now closed, have spent on these sites. So you've got lots of sites, which was a big slowdown in the restaurant sector before. You have significantly reduced competition, maybe up to 25% on the high street, less restaurants to compete with. You also have, really the most important part, a great pool of available talent. It was difficult in the past recruiting good staff, especially with Brexit. We were worried. But now, because there's a huge surplus of staff, and I'll give you an example. Copper Club at Tower Bridge with the famous igloos advertised recently for 2 sous chefs. We had 900 applicants. In a normal situation, had 35. That's the order of disruption COVID's caused. So there's this big pool of high quality people that were keen to re-employ and get them back into their careers. Also, there's changes in consumer behavior. You know, there's not going to be wholesale change. The whole world isn't going to work from home, but they are looking for at least a day and a half a week for places to work. And frankly, people want to get out of the home. They want to work in a comfortable surrounding where there's Wi-Fi, there's plug-in points, and that's well suited to copper. Acquisition opportunities also. There are lots of small emerging groups with great young management who are short of finance now. It's not a principal part of our strategy, but it's an important subsection. And if we find those small groups that we think we can bring the entrepreneurs on board and help them grow their business, we've got a lot of experience in that. And we think we can bring a lot to the party for that. So in summary, these points of site availability, staff availability, reduced competition, I haven't seen anything like this for 25 years. And that's why we came to the market, raised the money, because we've got the team to do it and we want to get on and do it, start rebuilding the hospitality sector.
Ishai, what were your key achievements in the year to 27th of September 2020?
Well, it's definitely been a busy year for the entire industry, but especially so for us, starting with Andy, obviously investing in the business and joining it as a chairman and bringing myself on a year and a bit ago. It was clear to Hugh, Andy, myself, that this is a once in a lifetime opportunity that we have to start running right now in order to take care of the opportunities. So the first task was to overhaul the business in readiness for the post-COVID world, whatever that might look like. So a reshaping of the estate, a refinancing of the group in preparation for admission. That's sort of the first thing that we've done. And obviously it's taken us a long time to do. We have in that time, obviously developed the Italian concept, Tavolino, worked very hard on that and have opened the first site in Tower Bridge. Great reception. It's done phenomenally well, even though obviously there were a lot of restrictions because of COVID. We've also bought the two hotels that have run alongside our copper sites in Streatley and Sonning, them into the fold. And this is in order to enhance and cement the clubhouse element of the Copper Club brand, which is very important for us moving forward. So we've done that as well. We've also acquired the freehold in Cobham and fitted it out. And we're successful in post period in opening that, not for very long, but it was an absolutely smashing success. And we can't wait to reopen that. And also on top of all this thing, I know it might sound a bit by the way, but of the work that we've done on our menu. And the fact that quality sits in the forefront of everything that we do, especially in the offer that we give and the food that we actually cook, having chefs at the top table making the big decisions. This is a never-ending quest for improved quality and having quality as your marker. And what that allows us to do is to give something better than our competitors and also deliver the commercials that we need delivered. Finally, after all the work that has been done over the last year and a bit, we were successful in raising £25 million in the AIM listing and the last week of the period in order, obviously, to take advantage of all this disruption. So all the plans that we've made the last year are now coming to fruition. We are a coiled spring ready to pounce. This is us.
Ollie, can you summarise the financial performance over the period?
Absolutely. Well, it was certainly an unusual year for us. I think given the extensive restructure that we undertook, both to our financial position and our estate prior to the IPO, the impact of COVID, where we had 7 months of the year with some impact, a number of months in full lockdown, but also other months impacted with other restrictions, and then the acquisition of the two hotel entities to the group just prior to the year end. So all in all, I think the reported financials are not really representative of our business going forward. Having said that, outside of lockdown, the trading was strong. Pre-COVID, in what was, I'm sure we can all remember, a difficult trading environment in itself, Copper Club was posting positive like-for-like sales growth. However, in the summer, it's where we really saw the strength post the first lockdown. And we feel like this really highlights how well-positioned the brands are for the post-COVID world. So Copper Club sites outside of London were up 24% over the summer months. and three of those sites achieved their record sales weeks. Even allowing for the support of Eat Out to help out, which in itself was partially offset by social distancing and those other restrictions, we feel those numbers really showcase the appetite for our offer. Overall, following the restructure and the IPO, we have a really strong year-end balance sheet with net assets of 32.2 million. And most importantly, though I must point out the cash was received post-year-end with our IPO happening literally the week before our year-end, we have the liquidity to support our exciting growth plans.
So, Andy, how's the activity for the current year to date? And what's the outlook?
The outlook is a lot better than the current activity, since we were only really had 7 weeks of trading out of 21, and those were under severe restrictions. The outlook, though, I think is exceptionally promising. This enormous disruption and the enormous opportunities it's thrown up gives the possibility of rapid growth in a market that's not had that opportunity in the last 10 or 15 years. We're an experienced management team that's opened 400 plus restaurants in the UK. There's a significant reduction in competition. There are developments in the way people are behaving that play to our strengths, particularly work from home. And there's an enormous amount of sites available that we can take at reduced cost. This, particularly the landlord relationship, is a completely different thing from the last 15 years. So here we are with a very strong balance sheet, strong brands, very experienced management team. We just need to get going now. We need to hear that starting whistle and we'll be off.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.